Hey, it's Sam Erickson, radio manager for WVMM 90.7 Pulse Radio. And today I have a special guest, Danny McCoy, who's the creative director and talent buyer at Moonpeak Productions, a concert promoter based out of Harrisburg, PA. Danny, thanks for being here. I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy day, especially, today it's rainy and dreary outside to drive over from Harrisburg. So thank you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So starting out, Moonpeak Productions was founded in 2022, but tell us more about how the idea of Moonpeak Productions came about.
Sure. The Moonpeak is founded by Pat and Sarah Combs, who are an entrepreneurial couple from the Harrisburg area. They run a catering company in the area called Mountain Laurel Catering, and they've been doing that for nearly a decade. But they're both music lovers at heart and are big music advocates and go to concerts for their whole lives very actively. And they decided they wanted to start another company and they wanted to be in the music industry. And so in 2022, they decided to dive headfirst into throwing concerts, and they threw a concert at XL Live in Harrisburg.
Oh, nice.
And I think after throwing one concert, just the two of them, they realized that, like, wow, this is like a massive endeavor just to throw one concert, and they want to throw a ton of them. So they reached out to me, and I used to work for them at their catering company, and they knew that I used to be a concert promoter in Harrisburg for years independently, and they asked me if I'd like to come on board as the first employee and be a talent buyer, which is a booking agent, booking the bands for concerts, and creative director to give some vision and ideas for what the company could be and where it could go. And so in 2022, I moved back to the area after living in Montana for a few years, and I started booking them concerts. And first, we were doing it for a while at a variety of different venues, at XL, at HMAC, and at the West Shore Theater in New Cumberland, until we ended up hearing a rumor that the Abbey Bar at Appalachian Brewing Company, a venue that we've all known and loved for many years, was looking to reopen the venue, which had been shut down for almost 4 years since COVID. And so we approached them with an offer to manage their venue, book all the concerts, do all the promotion. We kind of sweetened the deal by offering to install a brand new state-of-the-art sound system and lighting system for the room. So starting in February, we have been booking and running the Abbey Bar, which is kind of like in the three most prominent venues in Harrisburg, yeah. HMAC, XL, and Abbey Bar. So now we're 7 months into throwing shows there, and we have concerts pretty much one or two every week, and then kind of non-concert events like dance classes and open mic nights, maybe pottery classes starting up. Trying to make it a happening place to build some community and have some really good live music. I think we like to imagine that we're doing more than just putting a band on a stage and selling tickets for people to come in and watch a band and leave. We like to have vendors at our concerts that can sell different crafts and art that they make, while also having education and nonprofit aspects to what we do. We do harm reduction at all of our concerts, and we also donate a percentage of the money we make for every ticket sold. We donate to a charity, which switches every quarter. And we're doing different charitable events as well. We just did a thing called the Albee Jamboree, which was a rock concert raising money for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And just trying to continue to have concerts that are a little more than just live music. You can learn a little bit, you can donate money, you can buy some art, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah. So going along with that, I mean, is that, would you say, the most rewarding part of your job? Because it sounds like you're making a real impact, on people beyond them coming to listen to live music. You're also making an impact that goes beyond music. So would you say that's at least one of the most rewarding parts?
I would say so. I think as long as I've thrown concerts, which I did, like I said, I did independently for years, I've always done something like that where, like, if you bring a clothing donation or canned food donation, you can get a ticket discounted price. Just did that because always figure, like, if you're bringing people together that are like-minded and interested in similar things, like, why not build more out of that and just keep building community and bringing people together that are interested in similar things and helping the community that allows us to do this, allows us to throw these concerts and have these fun nights.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go back just a little bit. I want to give everyone just an idea of like what a typical day looks like for you. It sounds like you have so many things to do. But could you walk us through like what a day in your life is like?
Yeah, it's all over the place. Some days I'm driving out to Messiah or different colleges to do interviews to talk about what we do. But I'd say the primary aspect is I'm in an office with my business partner, Tyler Barr, who's a Trinity graduate, and he came on board almost as soon as I came on board. And the two of us are in the office. We're reaching out to agents to book bands. We're coming up with ideas for new events. We're also doing all of the social media and promotion side of things. So we're researching different tactics and strategies. And just trying to find out who's doing concerts the best ways around the country and how we can learn from them and bring that to our little community here in Harrisburg and just continue to grow the scene here and try to bring some of the best music we can find.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So could you walk us through like what are the most critical elements of a successful promotion campaign, like for bands, when you're trying to get people, you know, to buy tickets, to go out and see these artists? What does that look like? And what have you found, I mean, in your years of experience with, concert promotion, what makes, what's a good recipe?
There's a lot of different strategies on it. A lot of people have different opinions, but we think just getting our events in front of people as many times as possible, coming up as you get closer to events, whether they see it on social media or they hear about it on the radio or they see a poster at the coffee shop they go to, trying to just, hit people as many times with, hey, the Abbey Bar is a venue in Harrisburg that has live music. Come check it out. And if you, see the poster and you don't know the bands, like you can scan a QR code right on the poster and go and read about them. Just making it as accessible as possible. While also doing things like we want our tickets to be affordable for people.
Yeah.
Which we know, it's harder and harder for people to be able to afford to go out to go to concerts and have that disposable income. So, for instance, we spent a long time searching for our ticketing provider, the company who actually, when you go online and buy a ticket, the website you're going through, a lot of them have crazy fees. The Ticketmaster, Live Nation stuff is really insane these days sometimes. So,
yeah, yeah.
We found a small company out of New York who I actually know the owner of from past work, but they're called The Ticketing Co., and the fees are never above $3 for any ticket you buy.
Wow.
So, like, even if it's a $45 concert ticket, you're never going to pay more than, like, $48, $49 for a ticket. And, just trying to make it accessible and, advertising that we do the charitable stuff and just making it something that would interest people who maybe don't just love that band, but they want to come and learn and they want to be around some people and meet some new friends, like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to it, but we're trying to tackle them all and research them all as much as we can.
Yeah, I mean, and you've touched on this, in all your answers, but, Moonpeak's mission on your website, it says, providing the Central Pennsylvania region and beyond with exceptional musical experiences, and that goes like beyond just like in person handing out like getting the tickets to the people. You also have a relationship that you've built not just with artists but with fans, particularly on social media. Now I wanted to talk about that. You recently went over 1,000 followers on Instagram, and how do you see the music promotion landscape? How has it changed over the past few years? I mean, because you have that experience, but then where do you see it going? Because social media is really important. I know, especially for people my age, like a lot of the music that I see and the artists and bands, like I look for it on social media for people coming to this area. So, how do you think about that? Moving forward and using social media to reach people, because you guys do have a pretty established base or following.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more complicated all the time, I would say, with the social media algorithms we're constantly navigating and fighting against. I would say it's become a little more pay to play these days, with especially with like Instagram and Facebook, the two primary ones that we use for advertising, where if you don't like pump a bunch of money into them, people will not see your stuff. So we figured out strategies for how much you should spend on ads with that stuff, but also trying to pick artists who take the time to actually like focus on their social media as well, because, you know, like you're saying, if people aren't seeing it on social media, it's like they don't know it exists. For instance, we had a band recently who I'd never met anyone who'd ever heard of them. They were called Top House. And they sold the most tickets of any show we've had. They sold out in advance, which is our first one to do that. It was the most, like, the most people reaching out to us about it, and it was because they went super viral on TikTok, like, 3 months before the show.
Oh, wow.
They did it after we booked the show. Like, they had not gone viral yet, but then they did, and then immediately sold, like, 300 more tickets, and people traveled from far and wide just to come see him in Harrisburg.
Oh, my word.
So it's always interesting like that, and we're always asking people for advice who've been doing the social media side of things for a bit longer. I don't have a degree in social media marketing or, as a matter of fact, anything. But I have spent some years on social media and navigating it, and yeah, interaction and active daily posting, all that stuff really can seem a little monotonous and can seem a little spammy, but really does make a difference when people remember who you are and remember that these shows are coming up. So yeah, just a lot of posting.
And you know, my next question is kind of along that same way. How do you see the role of like music promoters, concert promoters evolving, you know, in the next say 5 to 10 years, since like, social media, TikTok, like you said, is becoming a place where people are discovering these artists. You know, small, it could be really small artists that have, like, you know, one song that now has trending audio that then gets, you know, millions of views. But yourself, as the creative director and talent buyer at Moonpeak Productions, like, how do you see that, that social media interacting and impacting your role working for a concert promoter?
Yeah, I would say it's just become a way more significant part of the day-to-day in promoting and booking and hosting concerts, is just always being aware of what's going on social media, trying to follow the trends, and finding out who your audience is and the audience you'd like to be checking out your stuff, researching, using all the demographics and analytics information you have access to with Instagram and Facebook and X and TikTok and all that. And where concert promoters are going down the line, it's really tough to say because of how fast the music industry has really been changing. But I think there's been some positive strides in the last few, let's just the last year or so, with things that are changing with the monopoly that is Live Nation and Ticketmaster. They've made it really hard for independent promoters like us to actually make a living, and they've also made it really hard for artists to make a living. So we're just always trying to adapt and hear artists out and hear the fans out. Like, who do they want to see? What do they not like and like about concerts that are going on in the area? You know, do they wish there was a mocktail menu at the venue because they don't drink? Or do they wish that there were more women performing, because famously there's not nearly as many women in the music scene that get highlighted. So we're really trying to not only book good music, but also book a diverse range of music and different representative groups. Just have variety and let people know that we're not just going to book hippie jam bands all the time. We're going to try to do everything and anything as much as we can just to provide like a rich culture of different music in the area, especially in a little place like Central Pennsylvania. It's not as common.
No, it is interesting because, you know, even though we're the capital of Pennsylvania, you know, well, Harrisburg is from here. It's about 20-30 minute drive. But, you know, you'd think that it would be bigger. Yeah. But no, you either have to go to Pittsburgh, Philly, I'd imagine, New York, DC. Like,
sure.
There's only a handful of places. But, you know, having local artists too. I think that that's what people want to see. They want to see artists and bands that are like them. They don't need to go and sit in these big arenas, but to have an intimate space that you guys coordinate, curate, and provide, I think is really beneficial. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how like Ticketmaster and all of those fare.
Yeah, it's all changing slowly and steadily. But on the note of the local, we do really try to support the local scene and the musicians in the area who don't necessarily always get picked to play at the bigger venues or open for bigger bands. We're really trying to provide a venue that will allow, like, if we have a nationally touring act, like, we're going to reach out to all of the local bands that kind of fit that show, fit that lineup, and also just have local bands have their own shows. We had recently had a few artists do, like, a folk lineup of all Central Pennsylvania artists. We've got another one coming up in October with a band, Rivers, who are, they're doing, it's like their 10-year anniversary show. They've been around for a decade now, and trying to provide a venue that not only also brings people from all over the country in different varieties, but is also a hub that you can go see local music at and pay $5, $10 to get in and not pay the $40, $45 ticket prices for the bigger touring bands. So, trying to make it as accessible as we can.
Yeah, yeah. So, we can wrap this up, but my last question is about, people who are interested in getting into the music scene. What advice would you give to those people who want to get, involved? They're not sure how to get involved because of how rapidly everything's changing.
Sure. I would say go to concerts. Talk to people that are there. Try to meet the bands. Also, if you get involved with a local radio station, something that I've done over the years, do as much as you can to be around other creative people and, start a website or an Instagram that's dedicated to the arts and push that stuff. Just getting out there and being in person at events and networking with people, I think, is, kind of strangely gone away a little bit, especially post-2020 when we were all locked up. It's felt like a lot of people don't go out quite as much as they did, and it's a good and a bad thing in many ways, but if you want to be involved in the music industry, it really is a who you know and what your network is kind of industry. So, getting out there and meeting people and, being a little out of your comfort zone, I think always benefits anyone. So go to a concert that you wouldn't necessarily or don't necessarily love the artist, but you want to go see something new. I think it's super beneficial, and you'll end up meeting some people you didn't expect to and can make some good friends and networking connections.
Well, Danny McCoy, thank you very much for being here with me again on this rainy day. Thank
wasn't
you
that
for
bad
coming
of a
out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sam.
Danny McCoy, creative director and talent buyer at Moon Peak Productions. Thank you very much.